try this out.
You are unmuted.
I welcome you to this worship service of Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls. If you are a visitor today, we welcome you and we hope that you will join us whenever you choose. Pastor Glenn, please call us to worship.
Lord, we pray that you would pour down rain on a thirsty land, bring showers on the dry ground. Please send your spirit and renew the face of the earth. We pray that you cause us to grow as your people and that our hearts would be renewed and refreshed. God promised to pour out his spirit and his blessing on our children. Lord, let us live into that reality and share that blessing and the fruit of your spirit with others. Amen. Descend upon our hearts, Spirit of God, for our wills are weak and we need your power. Our spirits are dry and we need your refreshment. Our minds cannot comprehend and we need your enlightenment. Our bodies have given us pain and we need your healing. Our emotions have been bruised and we need your comfort. Lord, we pray that you would empower us, refresh us, enlighten us, heal us, and comfort us. We are encouraged as you provide for those needs, as we pray the prayer you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This is the time that we share our announcements. The only announcement I have to make today is the men who lost their home during that house fire on North Washington Street have been overwhelmed by the many gifts of clothing and houseware. So thank you if you participated in sharing any of your things with them. Wayne, I'm going to depend on you. I apologize to the rest of you, but I have a bit of a technology problem this morning. Is there anyone else who wants to make an announcement at this time? Pastor Glenn, Mr. Dave, anyone else?
Just hold on. If anyone does, just please unmute yourself. No, looks like we're good, Reverend Carol.
All right, then I guess we're ready for Dave's music of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and you should have the lyrics for that. Dave usually likes to introduce.
Oh, sorry, David. You want to introduce your song?
Sure, please. We're going to sing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. If you did get the lyrics, Kathy sent them out. It's three verses. It's not necessarily always the verses right out of the hymnal or all of the verses. So I pick and choose. So if you're reading off another source, I apologize that it's not always the same. But Kathy does send them out from the office and emails them to everybody. So if you can download them to your phone or a different device, you can call them up. And I did just want to say before I sing the song that I am not in the church. It does look like I am. But this is a picture I took at the church. This is my view from the organ of how I see Reverend Carol every Sunday. And I thought it would be, it's a fake background that I put up for today, but I thought I would also incorporate the flag since today is Flag Day. So I honor the flag and I honor the fact that we can all be together this morning. So let's all sing joyfully, joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
And just to let you know, the words are in the chat. If you want to open up the chat, the words are there as well. So here you go.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works rejoice around thee, earth and heaven reflect the rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Mortals join the mighty chorus, which the morning stars began. Love divine is reigning over us, climbing all within its span. Ever singing, my march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
This is the time we share our celebrations, and I would like to just thank all of you who joined with me last Monday evening for the candlelight vigil for racial justice and peace. I thank you very much. I've heard from several of you who said that you did go out and stand with your candle for the 9 minutes, so thank you for that. Once again, if you'd like to unmute yourselves and reveal any celebrations, we would be open for that.
Reverend Carol?
Yes.
My dad's birthday is Wednesday, and he's going to be 90 years old.
Oh, that's wonderful, Kathy. That's great. Congratulations to him and you.
Reverend Carol, this is Cheryl. My niece and my nephew, well, my nieces and my my little guys all got together Friday, and we had a ball in my daughter's backyard.
Wonderful. It's good to get together, isn't it, with family?
Yes. Yeah, and we didn't hug. You know, we stayed not 6 feet apart, but enough. And, you know, we just watching the boys and everybody, they have grown so much. So, yeah, it was great.
Oh, nice. That's nice. That's great. Any other celebrations?
Reverend Carol, this is Gil.
Yes, hi, Gil.
Hi. Warren and I celebrate our 46th anniversary tomorrow.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations. And they said it wouldn't last, right, Gil? And it has.
It has.
That's wonderful.
They're just getting used to each other now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, just the first part of their wonderful marriage.
Wow. My other my son Joe will be 54. Yikes. On the 17th.
Okay, congratulations and happy birthday to him. Any other celebrations?
I don't know whether I call this a celebration or not, but I would like to ask a favor. And Reverend Carol, if you could have those Black Lives Matter signs removed during the service, I would appreciate it.
Okay, Ed, we've talked about this, and it's not going to happen. I'm so sorry.
I believe that all lives matter.
I agree with you.
Christ died for all our sins. And I didn't speak during the service last week, but I was very upset during it all. And I just do not, why would this be all right? If that's the case, then should I bring a vote for Donald Trump sign at next week's service?
So I think this is a discussion that we should have offline, not during the service.
Right.
So.
All I can tell you, Ed, is that the deacons discussed this. They decided this was not a political situation, but a one of humanity, and that they did not want to limit that.
Well, I wasn't notified of that this week. I was told that you were going to speak.
Would you mind telling me where Janet is? Because the chaplain would like to know. Did she go to the Boston hospital?
Not yet. She's still at Sturdy.
Oh, she's still at Sturdy. All right. Okay. Would you please let me know when she does go to the Boston hospital?
Yes, I will.
He would like to notify the chaplain there, okay?
Okay.
And certainly you can get together with several of us, Ed, if you would like to continue this discussion. I'm sure Wayne is the head of the deacons, and several others would join us.
I'll be happy to do that.
It doesn't belong in our service no more than I belong here right now discussing it.
Okay.
Well, this is not an open forum. We're in the middle of worship. So we can certainly set up another Zoom meeting and all get on it and talk with you, Ed, if you're willing.
Well, I'd like to be able to look at the service now without seeing Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Change the sign. But I don't even think that belongs in church either.
All right. I'm going to mute everyone again. Thank you. We'll certainly talk about it.
Thank Thank you, Ed. I know you're very upset about this, but we need to discuss it more in another situation. Yeah. So thank you. And thank you for letting me know about Janet. We'll keep her and you in our prayers and our concerns. Any other celebrations?
Hey, Reverend Carol, it's Deb Fobert. I think I'm pretty sure it's our last grandchild. Vivi is turning 4 on Sunday.
Very good. 4 years old. Boy, she's growing up fast.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Reverend Carol, it's Ashley, and my 27th birthday is this week, and I want to say thanks to my mom.
Oh, well, that's a good person to thank for that, Ashley. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Any others? Then let us turn to our concerns as a church family. We pray this morning for people who are ill and others who are in need of prayer, and we include in our prayers this morning Aaron, Eric, and Cora. We pray for Nikolai, for Ed and Janet, who is at Sturdy Hospital, for Ken, for Lee and Tyler, for Wade, Brigitte, Cher, Jen, Steve, Marie, for Chad and Doris and Lee, for Richard, who is at home, I hope, for Carol, for Matt Trowbridge and his team in the assisted living out in Charlton, those who are in the nursing homes and assisted living are Bud and Jackie and Carol. So we continue to pray for people who are suffering from the coronavirus and for first responders, all who work in the medical profession, for those who suffer from addictions, for our government officials who are working hard to protect us. As always, we pray for our nation and our communities as we face this difficult situation together. And we pray certainly for our cities that are being ravaged and in some cases burned, and for that we are exceedingly sorry. So please join me in a moment of prayer. Creator God, who ordained our birth and the origin of all things, we praise your everlasting goodness and ask that you guide us in the ways of righteousness. Just as the earth makes fresh things grow and a garden brings forth new seed, so let faithfulness blossom and grow in us. May others see the witness of our faith and be led to seek what we have discovered in the safety and love of Jesus Christ. We come before you so conscious of the fact that there is injustice in our land, and people in the streets showing their support of justice for all people, regardless of race or color. We are also immersed in an ongoing pandemic. We pray for those who are suffering from this terrible virus, or those who have lost a loved one to it. Even though, Lord, we know that there will be times of misfortune in every life, we pray for all of those who come today with special concerns and worries. We pray for those who are hospitalized or confined to home with illness, for those facing medical procedures. We pray for those whose jobs have disappeared. We pray for young people who are searching for the right values to guide their decisions. We pray for all of those who are in need of your hope, that they may not see this as a hopeless world. We pray for all of those whose names we have mentioned and those whom we name at this time out loud and within our hearts and at home in this time of silence. So please call out those names in your homes as you remain muted. Gracious God, send your mercy on all who seek you. May your spirit fill us with light, for Jesus told us that we are the light of the world, and the psalmist reminds us that you created us and all people just a little lower than you. You are the God who saves us, and in you our hearts rejoice now and forevermore. Amen.
our scripture lesson for today, we continue our readings of the book of Psalms, this time Psalm 8, verses 1 through 9. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals, that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. May God help us in our understanding of these words.
Our next piece of music that we lift up in the honor of God and his glory is going to be, we're blessed to have Sherilyn with us today on the trumpet. And it's a recording me and her did. And it's Blessed Assurance. And assurance is something, is a great word because it's something we all need. And blessed assurance is something that we all need to feel and to, with all our decisions and all the things that we're up against in this crazy life that we're living right now. So I thank Sherilyn for participating, and here she is playing Blessed Assurance.
Last week, we're going to be looking at several of the Psalms that we turn to in times of difficulty, and one of those Psalms would be Psalm 8. Thank you for reading that today, Wayne. And in this Psalm, King David wants us to look at and glorify God's incredible plan of creation, which of course includes us as human beings. So let us look at what King David thought of human beings, and what does that say about human nature? What do you think about human nature? It's on display, warts and all, in the news every day and every night. Sometimes I go between utter despair for us to incredible joy. Despair comes with the injustice, the cruelty, and the demeaning we see every day. But in the midst of chaos, we see incredible courage, outpourings of love, and acts of kindness that bring me utter joy. Why has there been such an uptick, do you suppose, in adopting pets during this pandemic? I think it's because so many people have been locked in and they just want to be in contact with something in God's creation. And for many of us, it's human nature to bond to animals. Winston Churchill once said this, "I like pigs. Dogs look up to us. Cats look down on us. Pigs treat us as equals." You may or may not remember the great newscaster, Walter Cronkite. I grew up with him telling me the news. He was the one to whom we turned in order to get the facts when we were in a similar time of turmoil in our nation in the 1960s. At that time, he was called the most trusted man in America because you knew that what he was saying was true. He was once reporting that the luxury car maker Rolls-Royce was having a recall campaign. And here is what he said. He quoted them, "Rolls-Royce announced today that it is recalling all Rolls-Royce cars made up to 1966 because of faulty nuts behind the steering wheel." I sometimes imagine God would like to do the same thing, recall all of the faulty nuts behind the steering wheels. In corporate boardrooms, in church leadership, in the leadership of our country. All of that and so much more on display in this time and age. So what is your opinion of human nature? Are we mostly good or are we mostly depraved? There was a report some years back allegedly by the Minnesota Crime Commission, and they wrote this. They painted a very dark picture of human nature indeed. They wrote this, "Every baby starts life as a little savage. He's completely selfish and self-centered. He wants what he wants when he wants it. His bottle, his mother's attention, his playmate's toy, his uncle's watch. Deny him these things and he seethes with rage and aggressiveness, which would be murderous were he not so helpless. He has no morals, no knowledge, no skills. If permitted to continue in the self-centered world of his infancy, given free rein to his impulsive actions to satisfy his wants, every child would grow up a criminal, a thief, a killer." Most of us see in that little baby an innocent gift from God, ready to learn lessons. So thank God for good parents, for public school teachers, for athletic coaches and Sunday school teachers. Think what we would be without them. Some people have a dark view of human nature, that we are at our heart brutes, savages. But then we turn to Psalm 8 that King David wrote, and he writes this to us. "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them, yet you have made them, us, a little lower than God, and crowned them, us, with glory and honor." And that's a different picture of humanity altogether. It is a hopeful and a positive picture. God has made us a little lower than God and crowned us with glory and honor. I feel better already. However, there are some things we need to consider in those incredible words. Because you see, this psalm is not about us, but it's about God. We are not the center of the universe. God is the center of the universe. In fact, compared to the wonders of God's creation, we're pretty small. When we consider the heavens, the work of God's fingers, the moons and the stars, what is humanity that God is even mindful of us, that God cares? In the end, we are quite tiny and seemingly insignificant. Samuel Morse, the inventor of the telegraph, sent the first message between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, Maryland on May 24th, 1844. The message read like this, "What hath God wrought?" Morse was not taking credit. Morse was giving God the credit for that invention. On Christmas Eve, 1968, William Anders, Jim Lovell, and Frank Borman orbited the moon in Apollo 8, 240,000 miles from Earth. How did they celebrate that historic occasion? They read from the Old Testament, from Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 8 also reminds us that we cannot understand who we are until we understand who we are in relation to God. It's so easy in this information age, in this technological age, to allow us to be in worship this morning in the midst of a pandemic. In this age filled with the wondrous inventions of human beings, to feel that we might maybe just not need God any longer. But there are limits to the wonders of humankind. I love the story of the daughter who set out to introduce her elderly mother to the wonders of the internet. She went to Google and told her mother it would answer any of her questions. Her mother looked very skeptical. "It's true, Mom," she said. "Think of it. Something to ask. Ask something. It will give you the answer." They sat there for a few moments, and then her mother responded in a very serious voice, "Okay, how is Aunt Helen feeling?" Google doesn't know how Aunt Helen is feeling, but God does. We are not the center of the universe. We have significance only because God has given us significance. I fear that there are indeed too many faulty nuts behind those steering wheels. We need to work at becoming what God created us to be. We all need to live up to our own dignity as God's most cherished creation and fight for and share that dignity with every other human being on earth. Amen.
Now receive the benediction. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm about to sing that one live, I think, you know. Did you guys hear that all right? Yeah. Okay.
You are unmuted. Yeah, we heard-